This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Russia says it's not to blame for the rising tensions over Ukraine. The U.S. and NATO are. It denies it's planning to attack Ukraine. The Pentagon says about 8,500 U.S. troops are on heightened alert, preparing for possible deployment to Europe if needed. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
For now, no deployment orders have been sent, no missions have been assigned.
Spokesman John Kirby says the deployment alert is about reassuring NATO allies the U.S. will be ready to move if the alliance activates a rapid response force or if other situations develop. He says American troops already in Europe could be used as further reinforcements.
There'll be witness testimony today at the federal civil rights trial of three former Minneapolis police officers accused in the death of George Floyd. The three are accused of failing to intervene as fellow officer Derek Chauvin killed George Floyd by pressing his knee into his neck as he laid on the ground. AP correspondent Steve Karnowski.
These three officers, J. Alexander King, Thomas Lane, and Tu Tao, are being tried separately in both federal and state court.
Yesterday at the federal trial, a defense attorney said Chauvin called all the shots and the Minneapolis Police Department didn't do enough to train officers to intervene when a colleague should be stopped. Prosecutors said the three chose to, quote, do nothing and watch a man die. A U.S. Navy F-35C Lightning II combat jet conducting exercises in the South China Sea crashed while trying to land on the deck of an American aircraft carrier. Seven sailors injured. London police are now investigating Downing Street parties during the COVID lockdown. Prime Minister Boris Johnson's government's been under fire for allegedly holding events during the lockdown. This is AP News. Health officials have a message about some COVID antibody drugs. Here's the AP's Mike Gracia.
The FDA is curbing the use of antibody drugs that are ineffective against Omicron. The Food and Drug Administration is revoking emergency authorization for COVID-19 antibody drugs from Regeneron and Eli Lilly because they are unlikely to work against the Omicron variant. Omicron now accounts for nearly all coronavirus infections in the U.S. The antibody drugs have been promoted by some Republican governors, and then-President Donald Trump was treated with Regeneron's antibody combination after he tested positive for the coronavirus in 2020. There are alternate therapies, including two new antiviral pills from Pfizer and Merck and an antibody drug from GlaxoSmithKline, but all three are in short supply. The FDA says if the antibody drugs prove effective against future variants, it could reauthorize their use. Mike Gracia, Washington.
I'm Rita Foley, AP News.